She had pressed him into service, and he had spent months reading everything he could about nuclear physics, quantum mechanics, and chemistry. He had spent hour after endless hour carefully reading texts that were largely incomprehensible to him, knowing that during the short periods in which he was enhanced, his soaring mind would find the memory traces of these thousands of pages of complex reading and grasp it all, and much more, in mere minutes. While nothing could take the place of an enhanced world-class physicist who had spent a lifetime acquiring knowledge of the field, Kira had been convinced that for a very focused problem like cold fusion, Metzger's aptitudes and background, combined with the mother of all cram sessions, could work. The proof that she was right was now an unsightly jumble of hardware in front of them. Metzger suggested the group adjourn to a nearby conference room, so Desch could fill him in on the new facilities they were building, which were nearing completion. Before accompanying the two men, Kira took one last look at the reactor and ran her hand along some of its surfaces, as had her husband. Doing so would never have occurred to her if not for him, but perhaps his boyish impulse to experience things tactily really did allow him to better appreciate the essence of the device more fully. And if Metzger could improve it the way he thought he could, or at least the way his alter ego, with an IQ amped to the stratosphere, thought he could, this would be historic stuff. Or maybe not. Kira couldn't help but caution herself. Whether it would be released or not was still unclear. Kira Miller had written the book on the science of unintended consequences. She had found a way to double the span of human life, only to find upon further analysis that releasing this discovery to the world would end in disaster. That such a profound increase in human longevity would cause devastating overpopulation, economic collapse, and the inevitable self-destruction of the human race. Now she insisted that the implications of even the most breathtaking discoveries be analyzed, ad nauseam, before releasing them into the wild. Energy this cheap and abundant would power homes, businesses, cars, and factories. It would drive an unprecedented explosion of growth in world economies, changing the face of civilization overnight. But would it be too revolutionary? Would the tectonic shift it would cause be too dramatic and disruptive? And what would oil-based economies, often in the world's most volatile regions and in the hands of the most ruthless regimes, do when the rug was pulled out from under them, and their ocean of money was about to run dry? Go to war? Unleash weapons of mass destruction? Assuming the device was perfected, the final analysis would be done by the Core Council when their minds were amplified. But even so, these questions would be brutally difficult to answer. Kira quickly caught up to her husband and Ross Metzger, who led them from his lab, past the recessed thumbprint scanner just outside the door, and into a short hall. Just beyond this was another lab, about half a football field in length, with a high ceiling. It was packed with monitors, lasers, and exotic physics equipment of every kind. Even so, it was so spacious and well laid out that it was anything but crowded. Just past the lab, they arrived at one of the company's four conference rooms. Black, high-back swivel chairs surrounded a long conference table, whose cherry wood veneer was so polished it had become reflective. They settled in and began a lively discussion. 20 minutes later, they were interrupted by a grinding sound coming from Ross Metzger's pocket. He glanced down suspiciously and pulled out his vibrating phone. "Sorry," he said. "Wasn't expecting any messages." He tapped the screen a few times with his index finger and frowned. Desch raised his eyebrows. "Problem?" "I'm sure it's nothing," he replied, "but I should check it out anyway. Wait here, I'll be back in 5 minutes." He walked to the door, but turned back before he exited. 5 minutes, he repeated with a sly grin. "Don't let me catch the two of you in any compromising positions when I return." Desch smiled back. "Come on, Major, give us some credit. We're not hormone-gushing high school kids," he said in mock indignation. "I think we can manage to keep our hands off of each other for 5 minutes." He stared at Kira lecherously and raised his eyebrows. "On the other hand, since you brought it up and all..."